Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are with our dear brother Habib, and we are going through chapter 13 of the Quran. Brother Habib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for coming to our program. It's very nice to have you here.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pleasure is mine.
Brother Habib, we are on chapter 13, verse 15 onwards. We're talking about, we've talked about the elements that cause people to sin, to reject the truth. Let's listen to these verses and we'll continue the discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Kalla innahum 'an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun.
Nay, but surely on that day they will be covered from the mercy of their Lord.
Thumma innahum lasalul jahim.
And lo, they verily will burn in hell.
ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
And it will be said unto them, this is that which ye used to deny.
كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي.
But the record of the righteous is in Illiyin, is.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ.
Ah, what will convey unto thee what Illiyin is?
كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ.
A written record.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 15 onwards. Verse 15 says, nay, surely on that day they will be veiled from their Lord, then they will burn in hellfire, then it is said unto them, this is that which you used to deny. These are the people who openly violated, who violated God even though they knew that they are transgressing him and they are making a mistake. Brother Habib, the question is, why would they sin? Even though life is short and everything will pass away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We kind of talked about that before on a couple of previous episodes, about the fact that their desires drove them away. And sometimes we kind of, you know, when we sit down and think between ourselves, like, all right, so how come these people denied believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was so obvious, it's something that they always believe in, something, it's something that's very possible to believe in. There were people always, the Quran always states examples. One of the best examples, Pharaoh, who saw the miracles of Moses, from the hand to the stick becoming into a real snake, till the plague that they were that they went through, right? And that the Moses prayed and that it was removed. And yet they still didn't believe in him. Also, same thing with, for example, the brother of Ad, the sons of Adam, Qabil, who, you know, killed his brother, it goes back to this, that even though they have certainty, they know, they understand, they still fall into it because of their desires, because of what they want. Like how they say that, how that saying that comes and goes. It's been mentioned, it's been reported by Amir Ibn alayhi salam, Ra'su kullu shar, or the head of every evil or wickedness is the love of this world. And because of the love of this world, they fall into all these sins. And like how Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was talking to his enemies on the day of Ashura before he was brutally murdered, he told them that your stomachs are filled with haram, that you have sinned, and why are you killing me? Some of them stated, we are killing you because we hate your father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Some of them stated because they wanted Mulku Ray, they wanted the kingdom of Ray. And all these various desires that they have, because when I say hatred of someone, that's also desire, envy, hatred. It's a desire. It's one of those sins that have been prohibited even in various religions.
Alright, thank you very much, brother. We're going to take a break now, and then we're going to move on to the next verses, which is about the pious. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on verses 18 and 19 from chapter 13 of the Quran. So, verse 18 of chapter 83 says, "Nay, truly the book of the pious is in Illiyun, and what will apprise thee of Illiyun?" Can you please explain to us the word Illiyun and what it means? Ali means high position. Are these two words related?
Yes, exactly. So, it's a high place in heaven. You know how we talked about Sijin?
Lowest place, one of the lowest
in the
places
face of Sijin, you know, and the opposite of Sijin
is Illiyun,
the highest place in heaven. And Aliyun in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam has this beautiful meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the souls and the body of the Emma and the prophets, He created from Aliyun. Then He created from there, from Aliyun, the souls of the Shia. And that is why we always, you know, the Shia's, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, always have this, you know, attraction towards Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. It's because that we were created from their souls. And of course, this has been highly debated in the sayings of At-Tina, or
nature.
The nature, you could say, the exact meaning of At-Tina is mud.
Yeah.
The clay.
What we've been created. Essential elements.
It's a very high debated topic, and it's not for our show right now. It's very scientific. There are like 11 ways of how to handle these sayings stated by Sayyid Abdullah Shubar, and Allama Majlisi has his own ways, and Muhammad Taqi Majlisi, his father, has his own ways of holding the sayings and whatnot. Anyway, I think it's a very nice place. That's all I have to say right now.
Alright, thank you very much. The next verse says, a book inscribed. That's verse 20. And 21 says, witnessed by those brought nigh.
Brought near to Allah.
Doesn't say that here.
That's the translation that's in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that who will witness these? The Aliyun. Who will live in Aliyun? Those who are muqarrabun, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are they close to Allah? Because they followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is something, you know, something that's folded inside in the middle. How do you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following His order. by following what you have to follow, by submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And then it goes on to say, truly the pious shall be in bliss upon couches, gazing. Thou dost recognize in their faces the splendor of bliss. They are incredibly happy where they are.
Of course, I would be happy if I had a couch that has a tent above it. That's very nice. No, that's very, you know, feels good.
It's very pleasant.
Just thinking about it, it feels good. You know, sitting down, and then you have, for example, your virgin wives that I don't know why people in the West hate, right? You have virgin wives, and then you have your children, and then you're sitting down on this couch, and what would be happy? You're drinking from the rivers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who wouldn't be happy?
Well, and under the mercy of God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah satisfied with you. You finished this world. I mean, people not in this world, you know, they get happy when, for example, they paid their rent. They have a house. Their house is luxurious. They sit down. They say they're the kings of the world. And it's not going to last for them. It's only one day. They also have their problems. They also have the next day that's going to come that they don't know that they're going to be remaining in this. As for the people in heaven sitting down on those cool couches that I want to sit down on, because when I read the translation of the word, and then, you know, the first thing that came up to my mind was couch, and then couch with a tent on it. I was thinking, oh, that's very cool to sit down on. Now I want to sit down. Now I'm going to go pray Salat al-Layl because I want to sit down on a couch. And when someone asks me, why are you praying Salat al-Layl? I want to tell them because I want to sit down on a couch in heaven. So that's it's very pleasant. I don't know what else to say. Who doesn't want this?
And it's absolutely no stress, no anxiety, nothing to worry about. Yeah. Complete bliss. Thank you very much. Let's take a break and we'll be back after the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. I want to ask a final question in the few 3 minutes approximately that we have. So we have to choose between Aliyun and Sijil, basically between heaven and hell. And the main matter here is that the world is a passing place. Can you please explain to our listeners here about whether it's worth it to put yourself in trouble to pray the Salat al-Layl instead of sleep? Is it worth it or not?
Of course it's worth it. I mean, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live in this world like forever, He should have made us like sheep, right? Because, you know, we eat, sheep eat. Sheep, you know, have children. That's the most modest way I could put it. We have children. They sleep, we sleep. They move, we move. They have fun, we have fun. Of course, their fun is kind of different from our fun, depends. But there's still something that differs us from them. Our supreme intellect. That supreme intellect is a giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That rationality that we have is a giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah wanted us to be in this world, there would be no such thing as something called death. There would be no such thing as mashaqqa or
adversity.
Adversities, catastrophes, problems, exams. Trolls. No. Whenever you ponder, reflect on this world, you understand that it's not forever. It's going to end one day. And it's not all your world, even your day. If you see your happiness, you're happy now. 2 more hours, you're going to be sad. Your sadness, it's not going to last forever. You're gloomy, it's not going to last forever. You're hungry, it's not going to last forever. You're full, it's not going to last forever. It has an ending to it. And this ending is something that we have to reflect upon. Look at our great-great-grandfathers. How do you know you have a great-great-grandfather? The other reason you know is because what? You're available. And where were they living? How did they sleep? Does anyone ask what your great-great-great-grandfather used to work? Does it really matter what he used to work?
And it all passed.
It all passed. Famous people are forgotten. Famous people are forgotten. So why are you killing yourself for this world? Why are you killing yourself for this world? Why are you losing the hereafter? And yes, of course, it is important to have a respectful life. No one denies that. Imam Hassan alayhi salam states, live in this world as if you're going to live forever. And do for your afterlife as if you're going to die tomorrow. There is a line, but do not sell your afterlife for this world. What kind of, I'm sorry to say this, but what kind of idiot sells their something that's going to stay forever for something that's going to go away? A man came to one of those wise people in the 5th century of the Arabic calendar. He told them that he was talking with him, that he was a teen, a youth who wasn't that, you know, he didn't have that zuhud. What is the word for zuhud?
I think we should say here detachment on the world.
Yeah, he doesn't have detachment on the world. So the man said that you guys have more zuhud. That wise man was telling that teen, the youth who didn't have any zuhud, that you have more zuhud. He told him why. He told him because you detached yourself from the hereafter that's going to be forever for something that's going to be for what? A couple of years. As for us, we detached ourselves from this world for the hereafter. So, yeah, I don't know why people are like
should that. Realize that troubles will pass too, because a lot of
troubles will pass. Respect ourselves, respect
sin.
Each other, you know, have mercy on each other. It's very important to have mercy on each other. I mean, my neighbor's hungry. Why should I sleep hungry? Why should he sleep hungry and I'm full? At least let him eat half my food, for example.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. Otherwise, it's always wonderful talking to you. This is all the time that we have. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all the previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.